Phillips.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What is up,
hi,
man?
Wiggy.
So you got in the building.
I got to tell you something. I know there was a jinx last season, but I'm just going to say it again. The Boston Celtics may not lose a game this NBA season.
Wow. They looked incredible.
They tied the NBA record for threes with 29.
You couldn't get one more.
I'm happy with the 29. They are such a good basketball team. Who's going to beat them?
No.
It's going to be tough.
Wait
till Porzingis gets back.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was a great night. They did a great job with it.
It always feels really good, too, when you're watching and you're such a big fan of a team and they don't look like they've skipped a beat and it's all the same guys that just won a championship. Like, how often does that really happen where you look and you could have gone into a coma at the end of last season, woken up today and thought that you were still back in the spring?
Yeah. No, it's just an incredibly well-constructed basketball team. And as Wick pointed out last night, they were the number one offense, essentially, in the 78-year history of the NBA last season, and that it is likely that they will be the same this year. So,
slowing them down, man.
What was your take on the ring ceremony and the banner ceremony?
The rings are sick. The parquet piece inside the ring,
right?
And Ty asking about the ring coming apart and Wick staying away from it. We all figured that meant that it does come apart, and it does.
Yeah.
But to have that piece of the parquet is so different, so cool. I thought in those warm ups that they had were sick. I don't know if they're selling those.
They probably will. I bet they selling are. The tops.
Yeah. Those
the tops
are nice.
Yeah. To see those rings up close and personal and realize how big they are.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. And then the little box that it comes in has like this built-in TV like screen that is showing like how the ring is being made.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
I think for the first time ever in a championship ring, they were able to put a chip in there, which you can hold up to your phone and then watch a video of the ring being made.
Yeah.
And I think also I saw that the chip allows Elon Musk to track your every action that you take.
It's bananas.
Get rid of Elon.
Well, it was a suite life for you. It looked like you were in a suite.
Yes, yes,
so
was.
How was it in person? Like, it looked loud on TV.
It was very loud. The crowd was great.
Yeah.
The food was fantastic.
What was it? Tendies? Tenderloin? What was it?
There was a variety of things. They had a little nacho display, which I took full advantage of. Mm. And Curtis, a fantastic buffalo chicken dip.
Oh,
wow.
Which I don't know if you're a fan of.
Not my favorite.
No, really?
It's just not for me. I understand people love it. I'm not a spicy guy.
Wow. That's arguably the most popular dip currently.
That is.
I would say in the dip category.
Are you able to flavor food dips in Massachusetts?
Yes. I think you still can.
But what a great night. Awesome night. TNT, really, I thought, bang up job. They were on top of it.
Obviously, being there, I didn't see this, but the TNT cut away, for those of you that were watching last night, as the banner was being lifted to the rafters at the TD Garden.
Greg,
I
know this is Ask a Boomer. What was the show? Was it Heidi? Where they cut away from the NFL game and it went to a broadcast like sitcom or a movie?
That might even be before me, Curtis.
Somebody in Twitch or text will remind me. But either way, James is all excited. The first banner raising of his young life. And literally, it's climbing up the rafters and it's boop. Commercial break. No,
I didn't even notice that.
It was the strangest. Like, for the first 20 seconds, I'm like, okay, an intern hit the wrong button.
All
they'll figure this out. Nope, full commercial break.
I was watching it as like the drone was going around, and that was part of it. Like, all right, now it's commercial, and then we get back. Let's get to the game.
Well, it was obviously that you asked about the green teamers. They were into it. From the start, they got everything going at about 10 of 7, and like them or not, I thought Joe Mazzulla getting down and kissing the parquet on the way out was awesome, and it's just a really, really, really good basketball team. I mean, Jason Tatum, hits his first three. Al Horford hits his first three. Derek White could not miss last night. So when they, if you want to sit here and come up with some kind of sports radio concern, I guess it is that this team once again is going to struggle if they're not hitting their threes. But
Is
that your lead? Yep. Okay, we can get to that.
Well, Greg, I was just curious. Did you and Joe plan that? Because Joe kissed the parquet like you were kissing those nacho displays.
I will say, watching it on TV, I don't know if anybody else felt that this way, but Joe jumped down to kiss the parquet. It almost, at first I thought he tripped.
Oh, you thought he fell.
And then I said, okay, thank God.
No, huh? It was really cool.
It's a nice moment. Tatum spoke.
Yeah.
Wick spoke. It seemed like it was a great atmosphere there.
Tatum said, let's do it again. Yeah. So I'm is that okay? Are you allowed to do that?
I got no issues with that.
You don't care about that?
Yeah, run it back. Teams do it all the time.
Okay. What an off-season of morons after watching that last night. It was just shocking. And I have a really dumb sports radio hypothetical question that I thought of last night.
Yes.
Because this team is like the 07 Patriots, but they won. Obviously, they didn't go undefeated, but they had a historic season. Top five in almost every category. As a Boston sports fan, and we're going to have a gentleman on who did the production for the comeback Netflix series of the 2004 Sox, would you give up everything of the 04 Sox? The comeback?
The comeback, the whole entire thing. The 86-year drought?
All of that. The 03 Red Sox will never revenge the Aaron Boone home run. However, you keep 07, 13, and 18, so none of that is taken away. You win three.
Yeah.
And you get 07 perfect season back with the Patriots. I think I do it.
Give me 07 perfect season, and I still get three chips with the Red Sox?
Right. So you never have the greatest comeback in sports history.
Who cares about the greatest comeback in sports history?
Well, a lot of people care about it because it was the Yankees in the ALCS.
Greatest comeback.
The 07, the Miami Dolphins on a shorter season still remain the only
undefeated team.
So you would have that.
Right. And that outweighs the comeback in the ALCS against the Yankees by so much more. Because then the Red Sox still had to go on and obviously win the World Series, which they did. But to say that you had an undefeated season in the NFL and then won a chip, man, it don't get better than that. Yeah. That is ultimate bragging rights.
That is a great question, Curtis.
Yeah, I'll throw it up on the poll. But yeah, I just popped in my head because I'm watching that and it's they're just so good. Remember the 07 Patriots were a team, if they needed to win 41-38, they would. If they needed to win 17-13, they would. The Celtics have so many ways. Everybody's talking about the election, paths to victory. This Celtics team has more paths to victory than any basketball team I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they have to have the best, the best eight in the NBA. I mean, you look at the Knicks bench, and who do you look at who's somebody who can come off that bench, and Celtics have guys that they can count on. So you're able to keep one of the Jays in there. And then you're able to win these games the entire season, the whole way through. So
yeah, you just got too much firepower, man. You just got too much. Even last night, you got way too much firepower before you even get to the bench. Because you know how it is. You go back and you look at the NBA Finals. You really shorten your bench. I mean, you probably go seven deep. That's about it. But you got way too much firepower.
And you brought this up yesterday, that are playing looser than we've ever seen them play. They're having fun out there. And that is the change that I've seen from them from, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, now.
And Wick even said it yesterday. He talked about when they lost game seven and just coming back into that season right before winning the championship and the pressure and everything, and then how they are now with the confidence and just the way that they're carrying themselves. Man, it's going to be a scary thing.
Greg brought up the cutting away from the banner on TNT, but whoever's in charge, and I guess it's the marketing department, of different petty things that the Celtics are doing is Chef's kiss, 10 out of 10.
What do you mean petty?
So they sent the cigars. Yeah. They sent cigars to...
Oh, to TNT.
Yes, with all comments. the receipts of what they've said.
Yeah,
it was a perfect thing to do.
That was pretty
good. I don't know who's doing that, who's in charge, but whoever it is, I want to shake their hand.
Yeah, those guys seem kind of bothered by it a little bit.
It was so
good. Shaq seemed like he was annoyed
by it. They were shocked.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
This is Jim from New Hampshire. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
And ladies.
What's up?
Not much, but the whole thing about them cutting out last night when the banner was going up, a good friend of mine is head of marketing for the Celtics, so I'll be giving her a call this morning. So I'm sure she's not too happy about it. But she ends up getting the ring. She's not getting the same ring as the players, obviously.
No.
But
no.
And I agree with Greg and Courtney said. It's just like, look down the road. Who's going to beat this team? And the best part about it is what Courtney said is they're all out there and they're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, you see the smiles on their faces. It's it's not me against him or him against me.
No. Like last night, Kristaps Porzingis in his suit every single timeout.
Yep.
At least during the time that I was there, I may have left a little bit early last night.
You?
Was
I think a lot of people
was out on the court.
I think the Knicks did.
It was out on the court. Dapping those guys up, coming off the court every single time. Like,
right.
The chemistry on the basketball team is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Kristaps?
It is unbelievable.
Who doesn't?
All right.
Love Porzingis.
We got a lot to get to. Speaking of the Celtics, it's a Celtics Wednesday, and that means that Mego will join us at 9, and we'll talk about these very things with her. She is all over the Boston Celtics for this radio station all season long. So, Mego at 9. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 or 15 minutes at around 6:25 or 6:30. They said it at 7. That is a back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly talk about what the NFL's biggest douche said yesterday when waxing philosophically about belief and snowballs. And so that is coming up in a little bit when we get to They Said It. The news at 7:45 with Courtney. And this makes me very happy. What one airline is finally doing to thwart the most flagrant of airport etiquette violations.
Mm.
Finally, we will get to that during the news of Courtney at 7:45. And Curtis mentioned it, the director of the new Netflix 3-part documentary on the Boston Red Sox comeback in 2004. It's called The Comeback, and he is Colin Barnicle, and he will join us at 8:30 on this morning's show as that series drops today on Netflix. Right now, though, Courtney with what is trending this first hour.